Tomorrow is Open Day at the country's public libraries, when people are invited in to see what's on offer. Laurie Moriarty works with Laois County Library and she's made it her mission to encourage people into their local library. She joins us on the line. Laurie, thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Will you tell me first of all about your own particular fondness for libraries, because I gather it goes back a long way.
It does indeed, Rachel. And thanks so much for having me on as well. It started in Kilkenny with the Carnegie Library there when I was little, but I was quite prone to kind of hiding library books under my bed so my mum couldn't find them. So that's where it really started for me. And I mean, libraries have always been there as I've grown up in college and at different times of my life. And now I'm lucky enough to get to work in one and I love it. I adore it.
You're frustrated, though, I think, that people don't realise just how much libraries have changed down the years. Maybe too many of us think of the library as somewhere we went as a child and we haven't really got beyond that.
I think that, yeah, that's so true. And I think the amount of people, even when they come in through the doors of the library, they are maybe a little worried that fines are still a thing, and fines have been gone for a number of years now from public libraries. So there's no bar on people accessing the library. It's free of charge. There are no fines. And so we're really trying to move away from that kind of negative maybe connotation that people might have of libraries. And I know myself, I would have lost books when I was little, and you still have that guilt maybe from 10, 15 years ago. Will they know I lost a library book once? But I think tomorrow is really about celebrating libraries and realizing that you can walk through the doors and we're all people. We're all very understanding and we won't mind if you lost a book 20 odd years ago.
Yeah. And I suppose one of the things about public libraries is that they are one of the few places where no one is looking for anything from you. They're just there to provide a service. They're not going to charge you for anything.
Exactly. And the same goes for our events, because we'd have such a wide variety and kind of diversity of events and services that we do provide. And people are always kind of surprised that we don't charge for them. But library events are free of charge. Our library groups, like knitting clubs and book clubs of all sorts, they're always free of charge to come in and just... But it's free of charge just to walk through the door and sit down and read the local newspaper for a few minutes in the morning as well, and access the internet and the Wi-Fi. And we just do have such a range of services that can help people in their day-to-day lives as well. So, I mean, yeah, it's brilliant to have a day like tomorrow where we can kind of celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. And I know in my own local library that you see a lot of young people studying in there, because maybe in many cases the house is crowded or the house is noisy, and it's nice to have somewhere where you can go to get a bit of peace.
Yeah, exactly. And we've really seen that in the last few years, how much the library is used as a space, especially by secondary school students. And we'd see that coming up to exam time. And for exam years, they really would be coming in and utilising the space and the Wi-Fi so much. And it's just amazing to see them coming in and making use of the service that is there.
You've also been using TikTok to try and entice younger people in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed using TikTok, actually, and I found it has really changed what I think of librarianship to be as well, because, as I've said, sometimes we can get stuck in the past and the ideas of what librarians are or what even their jobs might be. And I think when you go on TikTok and you see all these library professionals and talking about the huge range of things you do in the day and the dynamic nature of the job itself, but also being able to put that message across to people who maybe mightn't have come across that message before, for one reason or another, and just to put kind of forward a welcoming face to libraries. It's amazing. I find TikTok great for that now, I have to say.
Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Not at all. And the very, very best of luck with tomorrow. That was Laurie Moriarty there, who's a librarian in County Laois.